What's News? I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. A big bank merger was announced Thursday. Could this open the floodgates to similar banking deals? We'll discuss this in a moment. First, here are some headlines. A divided Senate Judiciary Committee Thursday advanced President Trump's nomination of William Barr for permanent attorney general. That was despite Democrats' concerns about how he would manage the special counsel's Russia investigation and whether he would make its findings public. The vote was along party lines, with the panel's 12 Republicans supporting the longtime corporate lawyer and all 10 Democrats opposing him. The full Republican-controlled Senate is likely to confirm Mr. Barr, who was also attorney general under President George H.W. Bush in the 1990s. The Wall Street Journal reports that Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker said he would not appear for congressional testimony on Friday. That's unless Democrats back down from threats to subpoena him if he refuses to answer questions about his oversight of the special counsel's Russia investigation. Mr. Whitaker had agreed to testify before the House Judiciary Committee, but the committee Thursday voted to let Democratic Chairman Gerald Nadler issue a subpoena if the acting AG refused to answer questions about the Russia probe, namely whether Mr. Whitaker has revealed anything about the investigation to Mr. Trump. Some committee members also want to press him about his decision not to step aside from the investigation, despite the suggestion of ethics officials after openly criticizing Mr. Mueller's work. The Journal quotes a White House official as saying President Trump is highly unlikely to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping ahead of a March 1st deadline to reach a trade deal. Mr. Trump recently said he would meet with his counterpart, but the White House backed off that earlier this week and on Thursday said firmly it would not happen. Officials say they remain optimistic they will reach an accord, but more work remains before the two presidents can finalize a deal. Early next week, the U.S. is dispatching Chief Trade Negotiator Robert Lighthizer and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin to Beijing to continue talks. A 90-day truce in the trade standoff ends March 1st, after which the U.S. says it will raise tariffs on Chinese imports. Still ahead, there's consolidation in the banking industry. A merger announced on Thursday will combine two of the U.S.'s largest regional banks. BB&T struck a deal to buy SunTrust Banks. The all-stock deal values the merged company at $66 billion and would form the nation's sixth-largest U.S. retail bank. With more on this, here's Rachel Ensign of The Wall Street Journal. Rachel, one thing we haven't heard about lately is merger announcements from banks, so this really ends that drought, doesn't it?
Yeah, this is a big one. Basically, there has been kind of a low level of these bank deals being done, mostly among tiny banks that are not really household names. But we haven't seen a big, big mammoth bank deal like this.
Yeah, since the financial crisis, that's true. Why is the return to deal making among these big banks happening now?
So it's basically a confluence of two factors. One is the regulatory environment, obviously under the Trump administration and also under the Congress or the most recent Congress, there were a number of measures passed that made it easier for banks to get bigger, easier for banks to do deals. But really the more important factor is something that I've been writing about a lot in recent months, which is a huge shift in banking, and it's been driven by technology. So basically, if you think about how you use your bank now, it's radically different than it was 10 years ago. You use services on your phone, you use an ATM, and you probably only go into a branch for something really important and pressing. And for smaller lenders, that's been pretty bad and caused an existential crisis of sorts, because the very biggest guys who have a ton of money to spend on technology are beating them, and they're attracting the lion's share of new customers. And, you know, smaller regional banks are very worried about this. So these two, their worry has led them to decide to combine and get bigger so they can compete.
So I guess these regional banks feel that they need to compete with the larger banks on things like technology.
Yeah, that is, you know, the executive said this morning that is the main driver of this deal.
You mentioned the most recent Congress and the looser regulatory environment. I'm wondering, maybe this question is tough to answer, I'm wondering if this might change back with the makeup of the new Congress, where the House is controlled by Democrats and they may be more stringent on regulation.
Well, actually, the bill that helped banks was a bipartisan bill, and it really shows that the community banks, which these big regional banks often get lumped into are kind of a bipartisan cause. You know, the big banks are not, but these banks are. So I don't think that is a big concern here. I mean, there may be a question about if there's some sort of hearing held by regulators to deal with community activists, but that's sort of par for the course on all bank deals.
Now, these banks are based in the southeastern U.S., aren't they?
Yes, they are. One is based in Atlanta, and BB&T is based in Winston-Salem. And so as part of this deal, they're going to be moving their headquarters of the new bigger bank to Charlotte, which is obviously a huge banking center. Bank of America is based there. Wells Fargo has a ton of employees there.
Won't this deal have to get regulatory approval?
Yes, it will. It will have to get regulatory approval. I mean, that's something that, you know, banks generally try to get a feel for before they announce a deal, you know, but the bankers have said they believe it will be approved and be able to close by the end of the year. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
So this is the first big banking merger really since the financial crisis back in 2008 and 2009. Do you think we can expect more such deals since the regulatory environment has changed?
Well, it's a very good question. I mean, I think there had been a lot of deals of a modest size, but this really has the potential to open the floodgates because these two CEOs have kind of put aside their desires to be CEOs of, you know, the banks that they've worked for forever under their own brand names and said, hey, the world has changed and we need to consolidate. And I think this definitely ups the pressure on bankers. I mean, there are all sorts of banks like BB&T and SunTrust all across the U.S. And, you know, they're just hadn't been big mergers of equals like this. And now that this has happened, if it works out, I think there's pretty big pressure on all these other regional banks that are kind of muddling along to potentially do something like this.
I get the feeling that this new bank is going to expand their online footprint, but that it really doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to open new branches.
No, I think here you could expect to see branch closures, if anything. I mean, almost certainly there will be branch closures. That's pretty typical in a bank deal, but, you know, that's the trend nowadays.
Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Ensign. Thanks a lot, Rachel.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.